Today we're going to continue our study in Ephesians chapter 6. We're in the section that's dealing with the life of the Christian as a soldier. And Paul, I can just imagine him looking over at the Roman soldier, says, I'm a soldier too. I'm a soldier for the Lord Jesus. And as he looks at the various parts of the armor of that soldier, he says, I too have to have armor. I too am engaged in a warfare that requires the best equipment. And Paul goes over these different elements of the armor that the Christian soldier has to have. Let's begin reading with verse 10. We'll just take a little run here back. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the world rulers of darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Wherefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, withal taking up the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. We looked at some of the armor already, and we're going to continue on. We looked at the belt of truth, for example. The belt that was put over the flowing garments of the soldier and that enabled him then to move and to work and to act quickly. He speaks of the matter of the breastplate, how important that is, the breastplate of righteousness. He talks about the fact that as a believer, as a Christian in his warfare, one of the most vital areas of armor that we need is righteous character, godliness, and there's no substitute for this. You may know the right creed, you may know the right doctrines, but God is interested in what we are, in our character. And then he speaks also of the fact of having good shoes on, how important footwear is to an army. And here he says it's so important that you have the right foot gear on. Now, as he goes on to the next item of his armor, he's talking about the shield of faith wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. The shield of faith. And the word he uses for shield there is the large rectangular shield that the Roman soldier would use when they were assaulting a city, a walled city, for example. And as the soldiers moved up, they would crouch behind this shield. And the enemy would be up on the walls, shooting at them, shooting their fiery arrows oftentimes. And this was quite a fearful thing. An arrow is bad enough in itself coming at you, but if it were dipped in hot oil and set on fire and came flaming at you, it was something to put terror into the heart of the soldier that was assaulting this position. Here he says, this large shield that the Roman soldier would crouch behind in his assault on an enemy position is the kind of shield we need as we face the assaults of Satan. And what is this shield? Well, he says it's the shield of faith. Faith. As we're assaulted by Satan, as he fires at us, as he tries to break us down, as he's determined in every way possible to get us to doubt and to question, to doubt God. Are you sure you're saved? How do you know you're saved? Your life isn't all it ought to be. Maybe you're not a Christian at all. Does God really love you?
If God loved you, would he allow these things to come into your life? This afternoon we're going to visit a young woman who's dying. And she has had struggles with this. Why am I dying so young? Why have I not been able to marry and have children and have a normal life? Here I am in my early 30s and I've had this degenerative disease and it's been getting worse and worse and I'm facing death any moment now. Why? All sorts of doubts, all sorts of questions. You lose your job. Things aren't going well. Does God care? Does God love you? And so Satan would just try in every way possible to break us down and to injure us. If we have accepted the Lord Jesus, he wants to somehow weaken us, to make us ineffective, to injure us so we won't be as effective as soldiers as we should be. And if you've trusted Christ as your Savior, if you as a lost sinner have said, Lord Jesus, save me. I'm the sinner for whom you died. I want you for my Lord and Savior. I want to follow you. If you've done that from your heart, you belong to him and you're in this army of his. And the Lord will never give you up. But Satan would like to cause us to become ineffective and confused and useless as far as witness is concerned by filling us with doubts. A doubting soldier, a perplexed soldier, an uncertain soldier, a soldier whose morale is down, is not going to fight well. So here he says, listen, take up the shield of faith. What does this mean? Well, it isn't the faith for salvation in order to get saved, because these people he's writing to are already believers. They're Christians. It isn't the faith, that initial faith, that we need to accept the Lord Jesus and trust him, become one of his children, one of God's children, part of the family of God. It isn't that initial faith. But all through life, we need faith to please God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith. If you come to God, you must believe that he is, that it's really true. There is a God, a creator, an all-powerful, loving person who cares for me. You must believe that God is, and that he will reward you if you diligently seek it, that he will not turn you away, that he will not be indifferent to you. You must believe, and we must believe this all through our lives. When the assaults come upon our faith, we must believe. What will strengthen that faith? How can we take up the shield? Now, in the next verse, he's going to talk about the sword of the Spirit, but which is the Word of God. But let me suggest to you that here also, when we take up the shield of faith, what is it that strengthens faith, that builds faith? Well, it isn't just sitting in a corner and looking at your emotions. It isn't simply looking at circumstances and seeing the dark storm clouds that seem to be hovering over your head. It isn't introspecting by the hour and examining yourself and saying, do I have faith? How much faith do I have? Do I really believe? And going through all sorts of introspective thinking. How does faith grow? What gives us faith? Well, it's by looking at God. It's by looking at his word. It's by hearing him make these promises to us, even as he did to others. God told Abraham, you're going to have a son. You're old, Sarah's old, but you're going to have a son. And in Romans 4, it says that Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. He was able to do it. And Abraham did not look at himself. He didn't say, now, I will have a child in my own strength, and Sarah, because she's a very vigorous woman, even though she's 90 years old, she'll have a child, she can do it. It wasn't a sort of a pep talk that Abraham gave himself and his wife. He looked at God, he looked at the promise of God, and he said, God can do it. God is able. God can overcome all these natural circumstances. And in Romans 10, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Is your faith weak? Are you confused? Are you perplexed? Are you troubled? Are you wondering, what's the meaning of life, and why is this happening to me? Are you really saying at times in your heart, God, why are you picking on me? And I've heard people say that. Sometimes circumstances, sometimes events can come in life, and we can't see any reason. And you may be doing the right thing, and things aren't working out right. And you say, well, I know the Lord, and I love the Lord, and why? You know, why is this what happened this way? And then we must stop looking at ourselves and looking at our circumstances, and we must look at the Word of God. And we must take up the shield of faith. And we must remind ourselves once again, I believe God. Even as Paul said, I believe God. Regardless of circumstances, regardless of the storm, Paul said, regardless of the fact that it looks as if this ship may go down, Paul said, I believe God. And there was that radiant faith in the living God. Take up the shield of faith. This is what he tells us to do. Take up the shield of faith. Look at God's word. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at the things around you. Look at God's word. Look at his promises. Remind yourself again of what God has said. I like William Cooper's hymn, and I want to read just a little of it here. He says, God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. You fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. And so the promise of God, God is faithful. Look to God, look to his word, take up the shield, and the fiery darts of the evil one will be turned aside.